Z1079, man, we are Cleveland's number one for hip-hop and R&B, and of course your Summer Jam station. What, you ain't get your Summer Jam tickets yet? You better get them, man. Future has been added to the show. It's Kobe Cobe. I am live at the 2012 BET Awards. Make sure you are staying connected to us on ZHipHopCleveland.com. And I got a man right here. He's got seven albums out to date. He's just blowing up the spot, man. Usher.
For Z107 Cleveland, you know, I want to just say thank you, dog, because you were the first to play Climax. You were the first to be on it before anybody else. Once you see the success story, people kind of pass on and just, you know, I guess move on to the next record. Mm-hmm. But I want to say thank you because I know that you were the first.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate
that. You hear that? Usher gave me, he gave me the stamp of approval.
Yeah,
now,
man.
Give me some Bieber money. But Usher's here, man. New album out. So it's like, your world is like crazy, because we had breakfast this morning, so he came to our breakfast. And make sure you follow us on Twitter at Z1079 and go to our website. We're streaming this live.
You mean I came? I put it together.
You right. I'm sorry. He paid. He paid for the breakfast. Was that Bieber money or Usher money this morning? But anyway, you were talking, and you know, it just made me start thinking about your career. Like, I remember your entire career. I've been down with you from the beginning. So Return of the Mac.
Call Me a Mac.
And all of the things that went on early in your career, and then that, you know, all of these big songs that you have, like, and you talked today about evolving. So I wanted you to tell Cleveland a little bit about what it is to evolve as an artist, because a lot of people don't evolve as people, but you made a great speech this morning about that.
Well, one, what I was saying is, before I even get into a conversation about the evolution, right, you can't judge an album by one song.
Right.
But I think that we've done a pretty good job of introducing it, because people, you know, they made it number one.
Right.
It's nominated for BET Music Award, etc. But you got to really buy an entire album to really understand it. And this is an album that gives you a world of experience based off of my evolution as a person. And this is my seventh album. I'm having fun.
Right.
You know, you think about it. There's the same mundane, everyday ritual, routine that you have when you go to your job. Right. I know what I got to do. I know what my purpose is. But when you shake it up, when you create it, when you come up with a new idea and you allow, you know, something new to come in, it ignites the entire, you know, energy of everybody.
Right.
That's what Looking for Myself is. It's all about engaging, giving people a new perspective, a new energy, a new walk. You know what I'm saying? And evolution is inevitable, or it should be.
Right.
You either evolve or you evaporate. I ain't going backwards.
Right.
Standing still ain't an option, so we only go forward.
Right, you don't want to disappear. Evaporation is not an option.
I'm not evaporating.
And so you got this crazy business life now, because you got Justin Bieber, too, who's, like, killing it all over the world. And, you know, how do you manage being an artist now and then the businessman part of it? Because you're, like, a heavy – and you part owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers – great draft pick, my man Dion, yesterday that y'all drafted.
Yes, yes.
Team is exciting. We're turning around. Rookie of the year. How do you handle all of this? When do you sleep, dog?
Well, I mean, you know, part of it is just the responsibility. The other is the passion that leads me to continue to, you know, just to grow. You know what I mean? I could have just stopped at music and just said, I don't want to do any other business. I don't want to get into any other areas. But the people that I was around,
right,
the fact that I allowed myself to reach out of my understanding and begin to ask questions, converse with people about what you do, can I get a better understanding, it will ignite you. And because I was fortunate enough to have investment money or enough to, you know, build a profile,
right,
I'm doing it.
Right.
But I'm making investments in people. You know, I talked to you guys this morning about the investments that you make as individuals. The more music you listen to as a curator, you're passing a message to the listeners that are out there. But the more you listen to, the more you allow yourself to be open to, the more of a perspective you give the entire world, man, or you can give for the people you touch of the entire world.
Wow. Well, Usher,
yeah,
we know, man. We just proud of you, man, and it's great to see you.
Looking for Myself was just it's a stretch, man. It's fun. It's one of my favorite albums that I made.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by. We're live. Are you performing at the BET Awards?
I'm performing at the BET Music Awards, yeah.
Performing at the BET Awards. Pick up his new album. Pick up Justin Bieber's album. And so you put Bieber's money away for like 100 years from now for your great grandkids. It's Usher live from the BET Awards tonight, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. on BET. You better watch. It's going to be crazy. A lot of guests are going to be on there, including Usher performing. And we're backstage. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at Kobe Cobe. And on Instagram, I will be taking pics all night. All right? ZHipHopCleveland.com for pictures and videos and all that good stuff, man. Live from the BET Awards. We're coming back next. Got some extra special guests in the house from L.A. on Z1079.